People told me I couldn't do a lot of things.
I feel like I'm the chosen one.
Look at this. We created this. This didn't exist before we were here. All we are is proud and passionate. I love Toronto. I love this team. And we're going to the NBA Finals. Let's go!
Nothing matters but winning.
Welcome back to episode 85 of Rapsville Weekly. I'm your co-host, Gabriel Celio, alongside
Adam Casucci.
And today we're going to be talking about the second round of the NBA playoffs. The first round are finished. We talked about our predictions and how they were a little off. The Clippers managed to come back, take game 6 and 7. So both of us had that prediction correct, leaving, I think I was incorrect on two predictions, I believe. And then Adam, I think 3.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were mostly there. We mostly had it. There was just small screw-ups. The Heat let me down, of course. Portland let us both down. And obviously the Suns finished off the job for me because AD went down. But looking at the second round now, Adam, we got Philly versus Atlanta and Brooklyn versus the Bucks in the eastern side. So let's start there. Philly versus Atlanta. Atlanta is up 1-0 right now. Do you see them taking the edge in the series, or do you think Philly's going to get a nice fight in them and bring it back?
Yeah, I'm going with Philly here. I think after their losses to the Raptors, and I think Embiid and Simmons will make the difference. I think Embiid is battling an injury. Obviously, I think they rushed him back just to get him in for the games. They know how crucial it is. They know how crucial it is to guard a guy like Capella on the Hawks side. So I do think if they could stop that pick and roll from Trae Young and Capella, I really think the 76ers will win this series. But the tricky thing is here, the Hawks have also a lot of other pieces. Gallinari, Bogdanovich, they have a lot of other pieces that could score the ball. So it will be a tricky job here.
I'm going to go with the 76ers as well. I know Atlanta took the first one, but we saw Philly have a nice strong fourth quarter, and I think that's their advantage. They've been in the playoffs multiple times now. They have the experience. They're fed up. They've been to late series. They're going to want to close this one out. I think there's no real guard for Embiid here. You know, Embiid's like one of the toughest players to guard in the league just because he's so big and strong, although Capella's, you know, evenly just as great. Embiid is a different animal, and I think that he just always has good nights. And then on top of that, I think the matchups are kind of hard to guard. Simmons, obviously being a freak of size at that point guard position, and then you have Harris staying under the radar, a couple of bigger players, and then you have two shooters, Danny Green and Curry, open on the wings. I think that the Hawks won't be able to necessarily stop them, and I think it's going to come down to the experience. I'm sure Trae Young will put on a show and make it a very close series, maybe 6 games or 7, but I do think Philly will come out on top. And then next series now, the Brooklyn Nets versus the Milwaukee Bucks. The Nets are up 2-0, and we were a little late to this one, obviously, making this video, but I do think the Nets are going to close this. Being up 2-0 is already a sign most of the times, but the second game was a pretty big blowout. The first game was, it got a little bit closer, but for the most part, Brooklyn looked a dominant team. I think the scoring will be a problem. Harden's been out these past two games for injury. He only played like a couple, 30 seconds maybe of like the first game. None of the second, and yet we've seen such a dominant performance. Durant playing fantastic basketball and going crazy, shooting efficiently. You have Kyrie Irving putting in work as well. For some reason, Milwaukee's struggling, man, and we know they've struggled in the past in the playoffs, and maybe that can continue to be the trend here.
Yeah, through this round, I totally think that the Nets have it, obviously up 2-0 right now. I think they got the perfect pieces to make a deep run here. Obviously, the three superstars, but everyone talks about them, but then you look at the pieces surrounding them. You got Joe Harris, a great sharpshooter, most efficient shooter in the NBA. Then you got Blake Griffin playing great basketball. Apparently, he's dunking the ball at a tremendous rate right now. So they've got pieces around them. Mike James as well, a EuroLeague MVP. Playing well there and then coming here and then making a difference, showing off his skill. So they got a lot of guys outside those three guys that can make a difference on this team. And that's why I don't think the Bucks have it. I mean, Jrue Holiday, I mean, he's the guy that's supposed to be making the difference, the addition on from last year. He's been playing well, but not to the level that they want him to play at. Brook Lopez, Chris Middleton, and then obviously Giannis. And I feel Giannis is one of those guys that will have a tough job really closing the game here, because he can't shoot free throws and he can't shoot the ball in the fourth quarter. And I think that's a big issue that the Milwaukee Bucks have been having in the previous years, because he can't shoot. The defense usually play tighter in the fourth quarter. Gabe, I think you mentioned it in previous podcasts that they play much tighter. They tend to lock in more in that fourth quarter. They know the game's on the line. And then when the game's on the line, they kind of force you to shoot. They kind of leave it open, you know? And then Giannis, having that struggling form, not really developing his jumper yet in his career, it's really a problem there. And then sending him to the line and having the troubles with just getting the free throw off with the 10-second violation, never mind making the free throw. So there's a bunch of problems here for the Bucks that I think they still got to clean up, but I think the Nets have this one.
Yeah, Middleton, Holiday, Lopez, none of them got above 20 points the past two games. So if they can't produce, especially Middleton, efficiently or putting up solid numbers, it's going to be a real problem for them. And that tactic, the free throw, you know, we've seen the Hawks and the 76ers, they've been doing a hack-a-shack on Ben Simmons, who was missing a lot of free throws in the fourth quarter of the first game, and that's kind of one of the reasons the Hawks came out. So, you know, these tactics are used a little bit more. Definitely the late free throws are going to be important, as they always are. Milwaukee just has to take advantage that Brooklyn is one of the worst defensive teams in the league. There really shouldn't be a tough guard for them. They have a couple of big men on their team, strong scorers, versus offensive players that aren't necessarily known for their great defense, like Kyrie, Harden, you know. So I feel like they have to take advantage and do better offensively. That's going to be one possibility or one way for them to get back in this series. But don't count them out, of course. And the Western Conference now, we have the Utah Jazz versus the Los Angeles Clippers, and we have the Phoenix Suns versus the Denver Nuggets, starting with Utah Clippers. This one is still 0-0. We haven't had any games yet. Tonight will be the first game at 10 o'clock. Adam, I have a feeling I know you're going to go with this because you're supporting, or you think this team will make it through, so I'll let you start with this one.
Yep, I'm going with the Los Angeles Clippers. After seeing Kawhi just face adversity in the first round and get into that kind of playoff mode, I feel that he can carry the Clippers through. I feel Paul George had a really bad series last series, but I think he'll come up big again in this series. And I think the Clippers have it. I think that small ball lineup, I don't necessarily like it with Zubac on the bench and Ibaka not playing because of the injury. So they don't really have a center, which is going to cause problems for guys like Rudy Gobert. We'll have easy buckets on the inside, and it'll be a very tough guard in the pick and roll. But you can use it in your advantage. I mean, Rudy Gobert is a slower guy, so you're going to have shorter guys running in the pick and roll. You can use pick and pop plays. You can do other things to kind of counter that. And yeah, I think the Clippers make it through here. I think whoever makes it through in this series here will win the Western Conference. I think these two teams are better than the other series happening, Phoenix and Denver. And I think the Clippers will win the Western Conference this year.
This one's a tough one for me because I've been, all of these picks that I have right now tend to be the favorites, even though Philly's down, they're technically the favorites. But Utah has been a phenomenal team this year. The Clippers have been very questionable. Like you said, with Serge and Zubac, you don't know what's happening. Gobert will be someone hard to contain on the putbacks and stuff for his size alone, inside protection. The one factor that's unclear, of course, we have Raptors fans, we know this, Kawhi Leonard. Who's going to guard Kawhi Leonard? Who's going to stop him in the clutch when he's going on his own 12-0 runs like he did in the Dallas series, like he did when he went crazy in game 7, game 6? Like, who's going to stop that? That's the one thing that I'm unsure about, because I'd love to go Utah. I think they play great team basketball. They have a lot of pieces. Offensively, they've been playing strong, and I think they are the better team. But then again, who stops Kawhi? Because I think Reggie Jackson can be contained. I think Paul George can have horrible nights. I think they're lacking the depth in terms of other players. But how do you stop Kawhi Leonard? For that reason, I want to say Clippers. But at the same time, I know I'm not going to, I don't want to have the same prediction as Adam. You know, I got to switch it up. I'm going to go Utah. I know they're the favorites in terms of like the top seeds and whatnot. But I'm going to go Utah because I think they're the better team. And let's see if basketball prevails, the skill prevails.
Yeah, for Utah, this is the time to make a statement. You've been basically choking in the last couple of years. They haven't been playing well in the playoffs. So if you want to make a statement, now is obviously the time for Utah. Mitchell, to kind of get that superstar status, make a name in the playoffs. He's been playing great. Keep it up versus Kawhi Leonard. Like, he will probably be the matchup kind of guarding him through the games, or you could put Royce O'Neal. I'm trying to think of a matchup, but they don't really have one that suits size for size and quickness. And I think that will be the issue. Who can guard Kawhi Leonard in the clutch?
I agree, but I'm going to just go Utah. I'm going to see what happens. And that brings us to our last series here, the Phoenix Suns versus the Denver Nuggets. I'm going to start right away saying I'm going for Phoenix. Sorry that I took all the first and second seeds, but I've been going with Phoenix for this playoffs. They're the team that I'm supporting, per se. Kind of want to see them win. I want to see CP3 finally get a chip. You know, he deserves it. So that's my pick. If we're going to talk about, I guess, predictions in, for, like, the championship, I have a feeling I think Brooklyn will come out on top just for how stacked their roster is. But the team I'm supporting is Phoenix, so I'm going to say that right now. Denver, obviously, is a tough team, but I think Phoenix can just pull through with their skill. Last night we saw a great performance from them, putting up, you know, most of their starters put up good numbers, a lot of guys around the 20 points mark. I think there's just a lot of contribution, a lot of depth in their starting lineup. They have a lot of different options of guys that have been playing great. And I think Denver, the goal is contain Jokic and hope the others don't step up too much.
That's what I mean. I just don't think Denver has enough with just Jokic and MPJ. I really think that Jamal Murray and their deep playoff run last year, I really felt Jamal Murray was the heart of that. I mean, Jokic was obviously, and is obviously the MVP, I think this year, for sure. And, but I don't think they have enough pieces around him. And, obviously with Jamal hurt with the big injury and then PJ Dozier and Will Barton also out, that's gonna hurt them. I feel like the lack of scoring, and then you're throwing it to guys like Campazzo to put up big scoring nights, and you have to kind of rely really on the bench. I mean, it's pretty tough. And then Phoenix, you got that solid team. You got Aiden on the inside to kind of match, Jokic and could kind of go head for head there. And then CP3 and Booker, that backcourt is playing very, very well right now. So Phoenix right now, I'm going to have to go with them. I didn't have them in the first round versus the Lakers. I thought the Lakers would go through, but they didn't. AD, a big part with that injury. But yeah, I have Phoenix to go through. I think they're the better team and more solid.
Okay, so the place where we differ, once again, we got to keep it a little bit different, is I got Utah, you got Clippers. Besides that, we are on the same track. So while we're watching the games, me and Adam will mostly be rooting for the same stuff here. Excited to see what happens. It's weird. It feels a little weird, you know, not having Steph Curry, not having LeBron James in the first round. We almost didn't have Kawhi Leonard. That would have been crazy. I feel like we're missing some guys that we always see in the playoffs every single year, but it is still exciting to see the new age, seeing guys like Devin Booker in there, Donovan Mitchell, Ben Simmons and Joel. Obviously, they're ready for it. Trae Young getting his opportunity. It's exciting. So let's just see how things go. Adam, your prediction to win it all?
To win it all, I still have the Clippers. I have a feeling that Kawhi, once he puts his head down in that playoff mode, he's unstoppable. Just a two-way game. I think it's crazy efficient in the playoffs to be a guy at his size, to be the defender he is, and to be able to score the way he is. It's pretty unstoppable. I mean, the only way, I think it's going to be Clippers and the Nets in the finals. And I think the only way that the Clippers lose is if Durant really plays great defense on him, because I don't see Harden or Kyrie matching up with Kawhi Leonard. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair guess. I'm going with Brooklyn to win it as well. That's my prediction. I think that Phoenix, I want them to win, but I have for sure I got Brooklyn winning it in my opinion. And we'll see. Maybe it will be Brooklyn Clippers in the finals, like you said. Okay, so that's pretty much it, guys. We wanted to keep this one a little bit shorter, just keep you guys updated on some of our predictions and playoff talk as it happens. We are waiting on some guest episodes, but some people canceled last minute, so this is kind of like a filler for now until we get someone in. So yeah, if you guys want to be in an episode, please DM us on Instagram at Rapsville, RAPZVILLE, at Rapsville. Just let us know if you want to be on here. We have going to have any fans, Raptors fans, hopefully asking them questions and stuff, maybe some playoff talk and talk for the future. And also, please like and subscribe to the channel. Leave your comments down below. We hope you enjoyed. That's us signing out. Peace.
You know, people don't really understand how obsessed I am with winning. It's not, I don't care about anything else.